One of Australia's biggest gambling groups, TATS, has released its annual profit results today. And for the 12 months to June, the result was a little weaker than expected. The company saw a 6% slide in net profit to $220 million. That was about $12 million below market hopes. There were three main reasons why the result did fall. The first was basically merger cost. It's in the process of trying to merge with Tabcorp. The second, fewer jackpots, which hurt its lotteries business. And the third, bad weather, which held back its wagering business overall. Having said that, it still has maintained its dividend. It's paying out a fully franked final div of 8 cents per share on the 3rd of October, same as it paid last year, and it takes the annual dividend to around 17.5 cents. Now, of its three business units, lotteries is its largest by far. It accounts for almost 70% of profits, and profits this time around fell by around 9%. As I mentioned, the reason for this was a substantial drop in jackpots, and these specifically jackpots above the key $15 million mark, which seems to be a bit of a magic number for the company, which attracts a lot more interest when it comes to customer dollars and betting. So over the year, there were just 31 jackpots above that key figure, the lowest in 5 years, and a substantial drop from the 45 in 2016. So that alone wiped out about $140 million in potential revenue. Wagering, its second biggest earner, was held back most by bad weather, which basically led to the cancellation of 350 races over the year. Fewer races obviously means fewer dollars coming through their doors. And thirdly, the smallest of its divisions is its gaming business. And this is involved in gaming machine monitoring. This is actually the only business unit to record an improvement in profits. And earnings here have actually lifted now for 4 consecutive years. And it's partly thanks to an increase in monitoring fees that it's charging its customers. Now, earlier this month, TATS and Tabcorp announced a few delays to their proposed merger. One of them is that the ACCC basically has appealed the federal court's decision to approve the merger. So they think that we'll get that across the line eventually, and they're expecting a deal to be completed at some stage in the last quarter of the year. Now, as is usually the case, TATS has not actually announced any guidance for 2018, but has said it's kicked off things in quite a positive fashion so far this financial year.